From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new MDX with available real-time traffic monitoring. More information at Acura.com.
The atmosphere around Oakland City Hall is a little strained these days. FBI agents are making unannounced visits to city offices for interviews with top officials. They're investigating whether city contracts were awarded to businesses in return for favors. Maurice Hemme, a friend of several city officials, has already been indicted for extortion. An Oakland businessman told the FBI Hemme offered to help him get a city contract for money, saying Oakland is for sale. He allegedly threatened to kill the bid if the businessman didn't give him $65,000. Hemme pled not guilty. So far, it's not clear whether Hemme was a wannabe wheeler dealer or actually had clout at City Hall. The investigation has focused in on City Official A, identified as City Council President Ignacio De La Fuente. De La Fuente said he contacted the city official about the businessman's bid only after the businessman complained he had not gotten the contract. Councilmember Larry Reed also talked to the city official about the bid. The bid was reopened and the local businessman won the contract. De La Fuente has denied any wrongdoing. To some city watchers, the defense sounds like a violation of the city charter, which prohibits elected officials from interfering with the city's administrative offices. To keep city services from being corrupted by politics, a la Chicago, elected officials are prevented from contacting city employees directly. They're supposed to go through the city administrator or the mayor. De La Fuente describes the contact as merely asking questions, something the charter allows. City Hall sources say city council interference happens on a daily basis and almost every member of the council is guilty. Some blame the fact there's been a lot of turnover in the city administrator's office. Mayor Jerry Brown's inattentive style has contributed to the problem. There's been a vacuum of leadership and power, and city council members have filled it in. No one knows if the FBI investigation will turn up actual corruption. It has drawn attention to the routine violation of the charter's rule against city council members interfering with the staff. With a perspective, this is Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.